Let me tell you, if you're shopping for a new vehicle, I'm going to encourage you to shop a Ford vehicle. Okay, they've got a Ford model for virtually every lifestyle type on the planet. You want economy? We've got those. You want sports? We've got those. You want an SUV? We've got those. You want a monster truck? We've got those. Whatever it is you're looking for, they're parked right here, brand new, at the lot at Sanderson Ford. Founded in 1955, still a family-owned and operated dealership. The address is 6400 North 51st Avenue, just south of Glendale. The dealership represents one of the largest Ford dealerships in the country, and they are out here with a huge Veterans Day weekend event today. Car shows, music, it's a riot. You get to see all the great hot rods. You get to see all the new Fords. Get out to Sanderson Ford. It's the annual Operation Santa Claus drive that's going to be starting very soon at Sanderson Ford.
We are broadcasting live at our home away from home. That's Sanderson Ford in Glendale. Jennifer's in studio with some interior designers talking design stuff. Some of the highlights going on today. We have Pat Roberts and the Haymakers performing live, as well as Elvis, Rick Lindsay and the Roustabouts. Kenny Love and the Rockefellers all playing today during the Hot Rod and Hot Rod car show, the Rockabilly car show going on today. And tonight, if you're a Coyotes fans, it is military night. All fans attending will receive a Coyote dog tag and keychain. So it's military appreciation tonight going on at Glendale Arena for the Coyotes. If you're into 5Ks and you enjoy running, walking, stretching, or you're looking for something to do tomorrow to burn a little energy, there's the Honor Walk going on. It's the 6th annual 5K. It starts and finishes at the, what do we call the basketball arena now? It's not America West Airlines Arena. But it's where the Suns play, not Madhouse on McDowell either.
See, I've been in town too long. I can't keep track.
I know.
You know,
you can go to honorwalk.com, and it's a walk for veterans, a great little 5K run.
Jennifer's back in studio with interior designers Lauren Rosenberg and Barbara Kaplan, and they're talking about getting over the fear of color. And Romy, I have to hand it to you. You are the one that broke me from Navajo white when you built your house. What color was our house when you grew up?
Was it Navajo white?
From stem to stern,
white.
From top to bottom, it was all Navajo white. You built that house.
I didn't know that was the exact name of it.
You built your house. You walked in the front door, and the first thing you saw was that big, bold, blood red wall.
Orange, Colorado rust.
Really? To me, it looked like ribeye rare. Going along with the story of the grocery store shopping cart.
No, not the grocery store, the produce.
Oh,
produce.
I can't pick ribeye rare red.
I don't think so. Well, again, we're back in studio.
Good color for the grill.
There you go. We're going to keep walking through this mystery of color for a few minutes here. Lauren Rosenberg, interior designer and home stager, is talking about the Elaine Ryan home decorating kit. And so in this kit are these two fans of colors.
Yes.
And so tell me how this would help you in your shopping.
Well, first off, as far as shopping goes, the only thing that you need to pick to take with you is a fan of colors for your specific room. Shall I tell you the way it works?
Sure.
Okay, so just find one item that you want. Let's just say we're talking about your living room, and maybe you have a blue sofa in your living room that you love and you want to reuse it, and you want to match colors and blend colors and coordinate colors in your room, but you don't want to make an expensive color matching mistake. So so what you do is that you take your two fans of colors, your even numbered fan and your odd numbered fan, and put it up to your blue sofa. And there are four blues on each fan, and there are four odd blues and four even blues. And so then you put it up to your blue sofa, and the one that most closely matches it, you don't have to be a color expert, but the one that most closely matches it will determine if your living room is an odd numbered room or an even numbered room. Okay, so let's say it matches an odd number in your fan, and so now you know your living room is an odd numbered room. So all you do is you take your odd numbered fan of colors and you go shopping. And no matter what you choose for your throw pillows, your wall paint, your drapery, throw rugs, everything, even art, no matter what color you love, as long as the predominant color looks good with one of the colors in your odd-numbered fan, then you'll know it will look beautiful with your blue sofa.
Yeah.
And that way you won't make an expensive color-matching mistake.
And so I tried to find out, are they warm and cool or whatever, and Lauren says, no, that's a secret.
That's a secret to our system.
The system is definitely trademarked. But I have to tell you, it's really obvious when you look at these. The greens are very different. The blues are very different. It's not going to be like having 1,000 colors and trying to match.
No.
What is there? How many in each of these decks?
There are 32 colors on each fan,
so it's not
four
overwhelming.
Of every color.
Not overwhelming. So
no. And so it's universal. It matches all the colors in the universe. Can you imagine how big the fan deck would have to be
no.
in order to be? But so we have the system that we only need 32 colors on each fan.
Well, good job.
Thank you.
The kit is worth the fan deck, I have to say. So now we've talked through the Pajaro method. We've gotten kind of, we're talking about what we're comfortable with, what we're kind of looking for, what kind of things we'd like. And then we've moved into this color realm, and we've picked a color that we're going to kind of jump off of. Mm-hmm. And let's say, Rosie wanted me to ask you the question about, specifically remodeling. How do you... we're seeing some trends in remodeling. Definitely seeing a lot of generational combining, people wanting to bring their elderly parents home, or kids staying home and not leaving, or moving back home. And so how do you go about combining taste and making different people feel at home in the same house, Barbara?
Well, that's just about the most critical question, because mm-hmm. we're all wanting what we want. We also want to please the people that we're living with, and it is important so that everyone gets along. So the magic word is communication, and it's talking to each other. It's discussing your own personal likes and dislikes. And I work with so many couples, and they come from different homes and backgrounds and experiences, and they say, well, he likes this and I like that, and so what do I do? And I always say 1 and 1 equals 3. And by that, I mean that as a couple, you can create your own design expression, your own design style that is unique to the two of you. So you find out what the other person likes, you find out what you like, and then you look at those things and you see that generally there is a common denominator. It could be a color, it could be a style, it could be a shape, it could be some kind of similarity. And if not, you can still put things together that work. Just like Lauren has her colors that work together, you can do that with anything. You can do it with furniture, you can do it with flooring, you can do it with lighting. And the important thing is that you find what you both like and not argue about what you both don't like.
I think that's a great place to start, just communicating.
Yes.
In your book, there's several stories about women who ended up on their own in a new divorce situation or whatever, and were so relieved to get to express their own taste.
Yes.
But, you as a married couple, when you come together, you have a lot of things to work out. But I don't think that really ever gets discussed. It just kind of happens. I buy this, he buys this. We kind of make it all fit together.
Yeah, so often
you don't feel like it's yours.
Yes, and so often the woman thinks that she has the responsibility for making those decisions. And truthfully, in my practice, I have worked with probably a third of the men in the family, and not just the women.
Oh, they have a big input.
Well, they have a tremendous input, and in many of those cases, the men really wanted to take the lead, and the women didn't.
Hmm.
Just because we think we should, or that's our role, that doesn't mean that we want to. And those women that haven't, they have felt relieved not to. I even can think of one client where, when I interviewed them both, the husband and the wife, the husband actually teared up and said, "No one has ever asked me what I like in my home."
Oh,
ouch. Yes, ouch. Right. And the interesting part about it, too, is that his wife is this wonderful woman who never knew that her husband wanted to be asked. So it was really about communication. And the rest of that project, he took over. And she was so relieved. So you see, they just never talked about it.
Wow. What a good place to start. So in combining... let's just talk generational for a few minutes, and beyond the couples, if you have two generations, is it best to have like a separate suite or a separate room so they can each express their own taste?
Well, here again is the same thing. It's communication. And of course, I think every situation is different. Why is that other generation moving in? Is it a health need? Is it a financial need? What is the reason? Is it to help with the children in the family? Why is that person there? And to work with those needs of that person who's coming in and to protect the needs of the people who are also there. And again, it's communicate,
important.
Communicate, and communicate.
And Lauren, you made it a point that there's a part of your kit that really would help, you know, kind of thinking through things. Explain that little board in there and it's like color forms. If you remember the color form, if you're a member of the color form generation, you'll be able to picture this really well.
That's our furniture grid board with over 200 furniture templates and pen set. And what you do is that you can move your furniture around your room without actually moving a stitch of furniture around your room. And the grid board is complete with the grid is each square equals a foot. So it's very, very easy. Again, we make it very easy. But the thing about moving your furniture around your room with multiple families moving in is that you want to see if you can create a small space for someone that's moving in because you're uprooting them. And if you could just maybe take some furnishings from their home and incorporate them in your home that as it is now, then you know it certainly makes life a lot easier for everybody.
That's something you could even help with your home staging.
Yeah.
Just taking what they already have.
Absolutely.
And you've done quite a bit of that, where you take what people have and just rearrange it. Because when we buy things and purchase things, we buy it for right here or right there, and we're just kind of stuck in what we think needs to happen. So somebody else to come in with a fresh eye.
Yeah, they are dictated by what they think are the rules are. And there really aren't any rules.
I like that so much.
And also it's like merchandising a store, if you will, where you have to keep moving the things around and all of a sudden you see an item that you never even knew was mm-hmm. there. So when you just move your furniture around your room, all of a sudden you have a fresh new room. And if you can do that by incorporating the in-law or whomever it is that's moving into your home, maybe it's your child who's moving back, incorporating those items or an item. It doesn't even have to be a piece of furniture. It can be art. It can be an object on the table.
Okay.
So that they can relate to their own home again.
Yeah, and I guess if you have kids that you want them to leave, you could make them
take all those things out.
Take that space out, right? It's time for you to move on, sweetheart. We just have about a minute left of this segment. Can we just, so Rosie's seeing this trend of, you know, the second generation. What are you seeing as a big trend in the decorating field?
Well, there are a lot of trends, and of course, color is one of the trends, and gray seems to be a very big color. Blue is a big color that they're talking about, although I don't personally see it so much.
Mm-hmm.
I think the gray that is so popular now is also coming into other materials like wood. You'll see wood floors that have a gray cast to them, and also tile is now represented as wood, and that's grayed out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a big thing. Wallpaper is very big coming back in. Tiles have a whole new life to them. The unique designs of tile are just fabulous. So I think we just have to shop and see what's new and exciting and what appeals to you.